The Gemara comes out in the Chavzayim Adalf, according to the Chachamim, the mitzvah, the chiyah of having a suit in your sukkah is only the first night. Laila, harishon chayva, mikame eluch rishus. The rest of the sukkah is a rishus. There's no chiyah to ever eat in the sukkah. And the Gemara says we learn that out from Pesach, exer shava chamisha aso, and just like over there, laila, harishon chayva, mikame eluch rishus. When it comes to sukkah, it's the same thing. The first night is a chayva, mikame eluch is a rishus. That's how the Gemara comes out according to the Chachamim. That's how we paskin. Now, even though the Gemara does learn out the halach of Sukkot and Pesach, but there is a fundamental difference between them, and this is something the Rishonim point out. The Rishonim asks, and we know that when it comes to achila basukkah, every time we eat in the sukkah, as long as it's a shear that's mechuyav in sukkah, we make a bracha leish basukkah. But yet, when it comes to the mitzvah of achilas matzah, we do not make a bracha every time we eat matzah. It's only the first night. So why is it that the bracha and matzah is only said the first night, but the bracha and sukkah is said every time we eat in the sukkah? This is asked by the Rishonim at the end of Pesachim and elsewhere as well. And the Rishonim answer, a very simple chilek. This is the answer from the Kalbay. The Magen Avraham brings it down, Mishnah of Kalbay, that when it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah, there is a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah every single day of sukkah. So you're not mechuyev to go ahead and eat in the sukkah, but there's a mitzvah that all your achilo kvash should be in the sukkah. And when you do eat in the sukkah, you get a mitzvah. You get a kiyum mitzvah of achilo basukkah. But when it comes to the matzah, on the other hand, there is absolutely no mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days of Pesach. You're not mechuyev to do it. You don't have to do it. There's never a time when it becomes a chiyev. And if you do it, you don't get a mitzvah. It's true that if you want to eat a bread product, it has to be matzah, not chametz. But that's not a mitzvah. That's just the only thing which is mutter to eat is matzah as opposed to chametz. But there's no kiyum mitzvah by eating the matzah. Similar to shechita. Just like by shechita, if I want to eat meat, I have to eat meet which is shachet. But that doesn't mean that I'm a kamei mitzvah when I eat meat which is shachet. It just means that if I want to have meat, it has to be nishchat ka'alacha. Similarly, by matzah, if you want to have a bread product on Pesach, it has to be matzah not chametz, but there's no mitzvah whatsoever by eating matzah, and therefore you don't make a bracha in achilas matzah, but you do make a bracha in leisha basukkah, and eating basukkah, because there is a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah called shiva, and when you eat in the sukkah, you get a mitzvah. That is a chilek, which is very mavur, that the Rishonim point out. Now, the Gra is a famous chiddush which he writes in the Maaser Rav, and he says that even though it would seem the Mekar Adin, there is no mitzvah of achilas matzah kol shiva, but he wants to be mechanish that there is a mitzvah of eating matzah kol shiva. Even by Pesach, there is a mitzvah to eat matzah kol shiva, similar to Sukkot. So he elevates Pesach, similar to the Madrega of Sukkot, that every time you eat matzah, you get a mitzvah. There is a kiyum mitzvah kol shiva, mamash and identical together as it is by Sukkot. That's the chiddush of the Gra, that you get a kiyum mitzvah every time you eat matzah kol shiva. Why you don't make a bracha if you the Gra? That's a kasha the Chayim ask. It seems to be, maybe it's only a mitzvah kiyumis, therefore you don't make a bracha. But that's the Shitas HaGra, that you have a mitzvah of Yechilas Matzah Kol Shiva. He elevates it the same pashas as Sukkah. Now comes along the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Sukkah, and he says a Dabar Pala. The Mishnah Berurah says, Nistapakti, he says, I have a Suffolk, I have a Chakira. We know that the Gra is Mechadosh, that there's a mitzvah of eating Matzah Kol Shiva when it comes to Pesach. So the Mishnah Berurah declares, perhaps we should say that should apply to Sukkot as well. After all, we learn out Chamisha Asa from Pesach. So maybe just like by Pesach, you have this mitzvah to eat matzah kol shiva according to the Gra, maybe by Sukkot also you should have a mitzvah of sending the sukkah kol shiva to feed the Gra as well, based on this Gezer Shabbat. That's a suffix of the Mishnah Berurah, and he doesn't really come out one way or another. Now the Pell is, it's very hard to understand. What's a suffix of the Mishnah Berurah? How can you have a suffix of the mitzvah of matzah kol shiva, which grows mechadosh, applies to Sukkot. The whole makir was in Sukkot. Sukkot, we knew the whole time there's a matzah kol shiva. That's why you make a bracha every time you eat in the sukkah. By Pesach, we thought that there's not a matzah kol shiva, and the grow was mechadosh, that even by Pesach, there's a mitzvah matzah kol shiva, similar to Sukkot. But now to say, I have a suffix whether that dinner of the grow applies to sukkah, the chara, it's yitziva ba'ara. We knew that the whole time. That's where it comes from. How could it be mesupik if the chiddush of the grow by matzah applies to sukkah? By sukkah, it's pashut that there's a matzah kol shiva, as is evident from the fact they make a bracha on Shiva Basukkah. So that's the Pella on the Mishnah Berurah. It's not clear what his suffix is Bichlal. And I think you see from the Mishnah Berurah, Gemalik HaChiddush, and the Chiddush, the way of understanding the Gra, which there are many rides to, but very Bekitzer, that the Gra is not coming to say that Sukkot is Pesach is the same as Sukkot in the sense that every time you eat matzah, you get a mitzvah, and there's a key mitzvah of matzah kol shiva, similar to Pesach, similar to Sukkot. That's not what the Gra meant to say. Sukkot is different than Pesach, as we thought all the time. The Gra is mechadosh, a mechudoshdik, a concept that we hardly find anywhere else, and that's the musig of a mitzvah kiyumis. He's saying that although the Torah was not mechayiv you teed matzah kol shiva, and it's just if you want to have bread, you have to have matzah, not chametz. But there is a mitzvah kiyumis. There's a separate mitzvah kiyumis where the Torah says that every time you eat matzah, you get a mitzvah, and you should try to eat matzah. Try to eat matzah every day. The Torah says, I want you to eat matzah every day. If you do it, you get a mitzvah. It's a full-fledged mitzvah, I say, except that I'm not going to make it a chiv. It's not a chiv, you're not mechiv to do it. I want you to do it, you get a mitzvah, and if you do it, you get a mitzvah. That's called a mitzvah kiyumis. That is something unique to matzah. And that's what the Gra is being mechanish and the Ma'aser Rav. And now comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and he has a suffix. Now that we have a Gzer Shabbat, could we bring back that new mitzvah back to Sukkot as well and say that you have a mitzvah, you should be right there from being mechanish and try to eat in the Sukkot called Shiva, just like you have by matzah. And that is a real suffix. It's true that we know that every time you eat in the Sukkot, you get a mitzvah. And there's a mitzvah that all your achilah should be in the Sukkot, but no one ever said that there's a mitzvah to try and eat in the Sukkot every day. That we don't find. No, nowhere does it say that one should try to eat in the Sukkot every day. The only time you're able to do that is the first night. The Gra is being mechadish, or perhaps the same way by Pesach there's a mitzvah to be mechadish and have matzah kol shiva, maybe by Sukkot you should try to eat in the Sukkot every day, perhaps once a day, perhaps more. That is the suffix of the Mishnah Berurah that we bring over that chiddush of the Gra by Pesach to matzah, and that's taka gemalik a suffix. Big enough kamin alalacha, should one try to eat in the Sukkot every day? Is there a mitzvah to do that? It's not a chiyav, but perhaps there's a mitzvah kiyumis to try and eat in the Sukkot every day, just like you have by Pesach, Lefi the Gra, and that is a suffix of Mishabur, which he doesn't come out with a pshitas, he leaves it as a suffix. Like Valdek and Afamina, should one actually try and eat something in the Sukkah every day or not?